Tonight's Shir Simekuf Samich, Seif Gimel through Seif Ches, Seif Gimel. Mayim Shalifnei Hanapoch. The water that sits by the blacksmith. Afal Pish Lo Nishtanu Marin, even though the water doesn't change appearance, Psulim, that water is not fit for Netiyas Yadayim. Bevnei Sheyadu, Shebi Yadua, Shenase Ben Malacha. Because we know that water was used for Malacha. Dahainu Shekiba Behem HaBazel. That the blacksmith will take the hot metal and put it into that water to cool down, and that's considered malacha, and therefore it is unfit for netiyas yadayim. V'shnei hasapar, the water that sits by a barber, in nishtanu mareim psulim, if the water changes color, it's no good, v'mla, but if not k'sherim, then it would be good. Mishnah Berurah explains, sifkan yutas, v'shnei hasapar, the water by the barber, shemediach sham lifamim, klei malachta v'chadoma. On occasion, the barber might wash his utensils, his tools, in that water. But it's not a guarantee that we know for a fact that he does. That's why, in a case of doubt, it's permitted. Like we say in Sifirof, as opposed to the blacksmith, there's no doubt. We know for sure he used the water to cool the metal, and that's malacha, and that would render it unfit. Se'iv Dalad. Mayim sheshosim mehem atanagoylim. Water that the chickens drank from, osha lokak mehem hakelav, or the dog licked, and he says, perish, lokak is shtiyas hakelav nikra lakika. When a dog drinks, it's called lakika. The dog laps it up. Yesh mi shepol, so there are those who say that water is not fit for netiyas yadayim. Vein devar of nirin, but that view doesn't seem right. Ela bein be'elu, bein v'chol shar behem hachai ba'oif, whether the chicken and the dog, whether any other animal, whether it's wild or not, or bird, Yeshahaksha, we will use the water from the Tiasadayim if they drank from it. Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chav, Hatana Gurlam, Oshloka Vachulu, Leviam of Verb of Es Yosef, according to what's clarified in Es Yosef, Lav Davka Elith, not just the chickens and the dogs. Elahua din Bechol Behem Achayeva Oif, this is true of any animal, Chutz Miyoinu, with the exception of the dove, that there are those who passel, Sifkan Chavav, Yesh Misha Posel. There are those who say this water is not fit. Demedamin and lemayim shel paraschatas, because we compare the water for tiasidayim to the water that was used for the paraduma ash. Then if solim b'shtias behema, that water is unfit if an animal drinks from it, or a chai of a oaf, whether it's domesticated or not, or a bird, chutz miyonu, with the exception of a dove. The yesh mefarshim sham hatam is shemalacha. Now some say the reason why the water is unfit when the animals drink from it is because of malacha. The Kishamakbi and Rosheim, because when they lift their heads, roar mi piyam hamayim sheshosin. The water they're drinking runs down their mouths back into the water. Umayim elu choshev kmosh nasib ben malacha. So we considered as if the water was involved in malacha. Dinishdamshu behem l'shtiyah, they used it to drink. Upos and kolamayim b'taru vasan, and it ends up making all the water invalid by the mixture. So the same way it passes for paraschatas, it would pass for netilas yadayim because of this malacha. Sifkan chaf beis, but ain devar of nirin. It's not so. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees with those who passel. The dafka paraschatas nifsels malacha koldu. Only by the paraduma do we say the water is invalid with any slight resemblance of malacha. And the fact is, all the Rishonim basically disagree, and they hold that by the Paraduma, it's also not considered Malacha. They have other reasons why the water is unfit, has nothing to do with our Sugya and Netiyas Yadayim. And besides this, the Netiyas Yadayim, but Netiyas Yadayim, we're not going to say all the water becomes unfit. We say whatever gets mixed in is batel berov, as we'll say shortly. So the Shulchan Aruch comes out that we allow the water that was used for the chickens and for the dogs and any other animal for that matter, it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says the Achronim make a distinction. If you have chickens drinking the water or other animals, and that's fine according to the Shulchan Aruch. Al b'shtias kelav v'chazir, but if a dog or a pig would drink the water, pasul mishumias, that water is unfit because it's disgusting. When they drink the water, it makes it disgusting, and therefore it's basically wastewater. But if a chicken drinks the water, That's no big deal. No one thinks that's mias at all. The mias is limited to the case of the dog or the chazir. Ubechai adam kasu chai adam writes, the b'shas of the chak in case of need, yesh l'smoch l'das machab, one can rely on the Shulchan Aruch l'hata apel, even to allow the water that was used and drank by the dog and the chazir. Im shasa mehem nochash, now if a snake drinks the water, ein noit l'mehem l'idayim, that we don't use from the yesidayim. Umayim shen is galu ba'almen, water that got exposed, in general, it's left out overnight. Ein choshin id l'shem ha'shasa mehem nochash, we're not afraid that a snake would have drank from that water. The Einamitsum, you don't have snakes around. For Afmishanism is understanding, if someone is careful not to drink it, Natila Ein Lahach, when it comes to Nijasidai, we're not going to be strict. Mayim Pesulim Shinis or Mayim Kashem, if there's a mixture of water that's unfit for Nijasidayim with water that is fit for Nijasidayim, Betelin Bemi Utan Umashlimin Afila Revius. The water that's posel is bottle berov, and it can even be used as part of your vias, in lo nishtana marein, as long as the appearance of the water is not altered. So as long as you have 51% of fine water, we don't care how much of the other, it's bottle bemiyat, it's all you need, and it's fine, and the water is okay. Si'if hey, ein malacha poselos el b'mayim sh'uvim. Malacha with the water makes it unfit for tisadayim if it's water that was drawn with a pail or a kli. Bein shehem b'kli, bein shehem b'kaka, whether right now they're in the kli or they're poured on the ground. Avalob me mikveh o mayim b'odim mechubar. But for a mikveh or a mayim, a spring, and the water is still attached, it's connected for its source, there's no psul of malacha. Mishtabura sifkatan chavdalet. Shehem b'karka, malacha pasels by mayim shuvim, even if it's in the ground. Perish afilu hayu b'shas malacha malacha b'karka. Even when the malacha was done, it was on the ground. Since initially it was drawn in a kli, malacha pasels behen, malacha will make it unfit. But if the malacha was done when it was still mechuber, then kishev tisidayim betolosh, then that water is fit for tisidayim, even though later you'll take it from its source. And so there's no psul mechuber when it's still coming from the river, the stream, and the like. There's no problem in a mikveh. This is again as far as the psul of malacha. There's no psul malacha if it's a mikveh or a mayim. But as far as if an animal drinks, we don't differentiate between water that was pulled up in a pail or water from a mikveh psulin. And if it's possible, because the animal drank from it, this is also possible. That's only a psul if you're going to take a container and lift up the water from the mikveh and wash your hands. But to immerse your hands in the mikveh would work even if an animal ate from it, even according from the cheetahs, that when the animal drinks from it, it's possible. That's only if you then take the water and use it for an atiyas adayim. But if you immerse your hands, it's not again. As far as shinimara goes, if it changes appearance, look back in the Mishnah Berurah of Kandal, we say there is no shinimara in a mayon. Shinimara only applies to the water that's taken out of the mayon, not the mayon itself. Se'ivov, chameha ur, you heat water with a flame, noit l'men l'yadayim, you can use that water for atiyas adayim. Afilu hein chamin sheyatzaledes. Even if the water is so hot, sheyatzaledes behem, that you'd pull your hand out because of the heat. The author is in perish shakol shekreis rotinik nichra himenu. The definition of yatzaledes is it's so hot, it's scalding, that the stomach of a child will get burned. So even though it's that hot, you can use it to nizdayim, and it's a good nizdayim. You'd pull your hand back not to get burned. And he used that water, even though you pull your hand back, it's good enough. But there are those who disagree. There are those who hold if the word is Yasaledis Behem, you should not use it. The Sharatzim points out this is the smog and the Sefer Truma. The Mishnebura contains the Achronim right. If there is no other water but this hot water, you can use the hot water. The Iker is the Shulchan Aruch's view, and the Sharatzion in Lama Vav says, because essentially, all the Rishonim are Mekel, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Eshkol, the Zerush, the Leket, the Rosh, but Ritva, Chinuch, Riaz, and Zeshar, the HaRashi. So it's true, the smak in the Sefer Truma are Machmir. But Rav Minyan, the Binyan of the Rishonim, hold there's no problem. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring a Yesh Cholkim, doesn't bring a Yesh Omim to disagree with his Psak. The Ikur of the Shulchan Aruch. Ube Poishrin, now if the water is lukewarm, Ein Isser Klal Ukuli Amal. Everyone agrees there's no Isser to use lukewarm water to wash your hands. Vafilim Hoyachamin Mitchilin, even if it was very hot, Vinistanu, and it cooled down, Vinasu Poishrin, and became lukewarm, Gam Kim Mutu, that's fine. If he's according to this, and if the only water you had was this water that's very hot, so wait a little bit till the water cools down. It won't be yatzlez anymore. Then everyone would agree that it's fine. So if Zayin, Chamei Teveria, hot springs of Teveria, he could immerse his hands. But you cannot use it for Natilas Yadayim in a cup. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah. Sefkan Chav Ches. Lahat al behem. The hot springs of Teveria, or any hot springs for that matter, you can dip your hands in. Kechol Mayonos, like any other spring. The Chame Teveria Mayinhu. Chame Teveria is a spring. It's a hot spring. Vafilu Ein Bem Arba Amsa. You don't even need 40 Sa. Vachanal Besim Kufna Tes. If you died, you learned this back in 7 Kufna Tes. Sefkan Chav Tes. Avalit al mem v'chul. But to wash your hands with a cup won't work. So even if it's a big mayan with 40 sa, it doesn't make a difference. If you can't use a kli. Even when it cools down, it's no good. Why? Because a dog would not drink this water. And we're going to say later on, that's the definition of water fit for the Zidayim. It has to be something that a dog would drink from. So here you have an example of water that is fit for tevila and not fit for netila. And we said earlier that there's a machloikas when you do tevilas yadayim, what bracha do you make? Mechaber says, say al tias yadayim. The Rambam says, say al tevilas yadayim. So Mishnah Berurah says, so say al tias yadayim. But if you have water that's not fit for tevilas yadayim, like chamei teveria, you can only do tevilas yadayim, that's a stronger argument to make the bracha al tevilas yadayim, because there is no tias yadayim in the chamei teveria. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Vim himshich oson ba'aretz derech charitz chutz l'makomam. If you withdraw the water of the Chamei Teveria, you take the hot spring water, and it goes out on the ground through some kind of ditch you make away from the spring source. So it's interrupted, it's no longer connected to the spring that bubbles up. If you have enough to make a mikveh, you could dip your hands. If you don't have a shir mikveh, lo, then you can't do anything. You can't, because it's not fit for Natilas Yadayim, and you don't have enough for Tevilas Yadayim once it's no longer attached to the source. Let's stop here, see the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Laman Aleph, Derech Charitz, Shebekarka, you make a groove in the ground. V'adinim Halach Derech Tzino, the same would be true if you had some kind of pipe, Im Ein Lof Shem Kli, as long as the pipe is not a Kli. Sefkan Laman Beis V'hef Sikon, the water is flowing away from the source, and then it stops. It's cut off, Meham Mayin, from the spring. Does Baltim Menoturis Mayan? At that point, it's no longer considered a Mayan. Veinirak Mikveh. So it's just a Mikveh. Sefkar Lamagimel Matbilin Behem. If you have 40 saw, you could dip your hands in it. The Hashtakal Gufu Toil Behem, your whole body you could immerse. Yadav Lokosh can certainly your hands. Sefkar Lamadalvim Ein Behem Vechul, but let's say you don't have 40 saw, then you can't. Va'af Lahamachshirin Le'el Besimen Kufnates if you doubt. We said before in Simen Kufna Tes that there are opinions that by a mikveh, even if less than 40 saw, you can dip your hands. Here, b'chamei teveria, they agree it's no good. Because they are afraid, if you allow dipping your hands when it's no longer attached to the mayin, they'll say this water is like any other water, and they'll use a kli, and that doesn't work because it's not fit for a dog to drink, and therefore it's like a gezera that you have to have 40 sa. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, if the water in the groove is all connected back to the spring where the water sprouts from, l'rashi v'harashbo imat bilim bo sidayim. Rashi and the Rashba still say you shouldn't do Tefillas Yadayim. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, you can do Tefillah because it's all connected back to the source. Mishnah Berurah Sefkan Lamed Hei Ein Matbilin. Rashi and the Rashba say not to dip in the water. The Gambiz and Gazu, they felt you should make a decree here too. Shami Yavolitol Gambakli, because if this is good, they'll come to use a kli. Kivin de Efsekinu, Mimikoma, since it's not in its original place, even though it's still attached. Vein Bem Asam Bom, son, it doesn't have 40 sol. Vadasarav Ben Yonah, Ben Yonah holds, Kinim Chuberasame Amayin, since it's still going back to the source, to the spring. Vekasher Achel Fias Gufa, and his body can be immersed there. Shuvlo Shaykh Lemigz, Hashem Yavolitol Efbekli. We're not going to make a Gezerah, because he might use a kli. If it's fit for his body, it's fit for the Tias Yadayim too. Se'if Ches. Tam Pisul Chamei Tefillah Tia. Why is Chamei Tefillah not good for Tias Yadayim? B'nei Shehem Mar, because they're bitter. Ve'enem U'un L'Shtias HaKelev, a dog wouldn't drink them. Av L'Mimotzu Mayim Chamin Novin Shehem U'un L'Shtias HaKelev. But if you'd find a hot spring that the water is fit for a dog to drink, Ne'er L'Man L'Yadayim, you could use it for Tias Yadayim. So the bottom line is, would a dog drink from it or not is going to be the bottom line. Is this called water fit for the Tias Yadayim? And if you find a hot spring that dogs will drink from it, then you can use it as a dam. Mr. Bruce of Kalam Lamavah, but Bnei Shehimor, Bnei Teveri are bitter. The Einam Uyim, they're not fit. Ukdakame Siftes, as we'll say in Siftes. Dilo Machras Chami Musan, if it's just because it's hot, Einlif, so that's not going to make it unfit. Moshe Kasa Machabe B'Sifav, like we learned in Sifav. Siv Kalam Lamazan Hakela, that depends on the dog. Afshe Meshunim B'Tam or Mesharamayim, even though any spring water, hot spring water will taste different. Hot spring water will taste different than regular water. Sheinim ru'uyim kol kach l'shtiyas adam. People don't enjoy it that much. Kiyamat shal kalponim ru'uyim l'shtiyas ha-kelev k'shem l'atil. But since a dog would drink it, so we say it's fit for l'shtiyas adayim. V'dayin you should know. T'adas ha-yesh machmirim shekasarun le'el mishtabur sivkan chav zayin l'nichami ur. Those who were machmir by hot water and sivkan chav zayin, that they felt you shouldn't use hot water for l'shtiyas adayim, certainly will be strict over here when you deal with hot spring water, because it's also very hot. It was never cold. It's one thing, water was cold and you heat it, so at one time it was kosher. This was never cold, it was always hot. And lamais, if you're machmer there, you're still machmer here. But ladina, we said, you can be makel over there, so we make makel over here as well.